From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President expected to sign sanctions bill. President Trump is expected to sign into law new sanctions against Russia, Iran, and North Korea. While Washington awaits the president's signature, Russia is promising retaliation if punitive measures are implemented. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Moscow has ordered a reduction of U.S. diplomatic personnel in Russia. The deputy foreign minister says Russia was in contact with people close to President Trump last year, as were many countries, but that nothing improper took place.
If Ambassador Kislyak was not contacting some people on the other side, so to say, he wouldn't perform his functions as he should.
Such assertions fall on deaf ears on Capitol Hill. The sanctions also target North Korea after its latest missile launch. Iran is also targeted for non-nuclear activities, including its ballistic missile program and support for international terrorism. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Well, the U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is visiting the Baltic countries.
And no threat looms larger in the Baltic states than the specter of aggression from your unpredictable neighbor to the east. At this very moment, Russia continues to seek to redraw international borders by force, undermine democracies of sovereign nations, and divide the free nations of Europe one against another.
Well, the U.S. Vice President speaking in Estonia's capital of Tallinn after meeting with three presidents of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania.
The United States of America rejects any attempt to use force, threats, intimidation, or malign influence in the Baltic states or against any of our treaty allies.
This is VOA News.